A Nocturnal Upon St. Lucy's Day, Being the Shortest Day, by John Donne. 'Tis the year's midnight, and it is the day's. Lucy's, who scarce 7 hours herself unmasks. The sun is spent, and now his flasks send forth light squibs, no constant rays. The world's whole sap is sunk, the general balm the hydroptic earth hath drunk, whither, as to the bed's feet, life is shrunk, dead and interred. Yet all these seem to laugh compared with me, who am their epitaph. Study me, then, you who shall lovers be at the next world, that is, at the next spring. For I am every dead thing in whom love wrought new alchemy. For his art did express a quintessence even from nothingness, from dull privations and lean emptiness. He ruined me, and I am rebegot of absence, darkness, death, things which are not. All others from all things draw all that's good, life, soul, form, spirit, whence they being have. I, by love's limbic, am the grave of all that's nothing. Oft a flood have we two wept, and so drowned the whole world, us two. Oft did we grow to be two chaoses, when we did show care to aught else, and often absences withdrew our souls and made us carcasses. But I am by her death, which word wrongs her, of the first nothing the elixir grown. Were I a man, that I were one, I needs must know. I should prefer, if I were any beast, some ends, some means, yea, plants, yea, stones detest and love. All some properties invest. If I an ordinary nothing were, as shadow, a light and body must be here. But I am none, nor will my sun renew. You lovers, for whose sake the lesser sun at this time to the goat is run, to fetch new lust and give it you, enjoy your summer all, since she enjoys her long night's festival. Let me prepare towards her, and let me call this hour her vigil, and her eve, since this both the year's and the day's deep midnight is. Well, I hardly know what to say about this one, or I have too many things to say about this one. My colleague, Bill Kemp, was fond of saying that this was one of the few perfect lyrics in the language. And I'd have to agree, as a piece of verbal art, it's certainly very hard to beat. And in the same breath, I have to say that as a poem of mourning, or indeed of despair, born of what I would argue is the experience of having loved and then lost a soulmate, it is also unequaled in the language. There is not only the self-destructive, hot bitterness of a lover who is just intelligent enough to be able to mine the depths of the grief. There's not only the tremendous sense of irony that any survivor has. One thinks of King Lear mourning over Cordelia. Why should a rat have life and thou have none? For done, it's why should a rock have existence and thou have none? There's also the astonishing resignation to the nothingness, the annihilation that the experience of death brings to the survivor. And at the end of the poem, there is the grim determination to prepare for his own end. And by doing so, whatever her fate may have been, to prepare to move to that place where she now is. The beauties of the poem are fierce. The poem is not tender, but it is as vulnerable as anything I think I've ever read. It's a difficult poem to get through. And one day I may discover why there is comfort in watching that kind of darkness descend upon someone. In the meantime, enough to know that there is comfort in the fact that this has endured even Donne's death. It is something like the last survivor's hymn at the end of Beowulf, something like the end of Easter 1916 by Yeats, something that, despite itself, is strong and helps us endure.